Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.
Media Access Australia Project Manager Ali Woodford joins us today to discuss the latest accessible summer arts festivals and an interesting initiative to encourage audio describing art for everyone. Welcome, Ali.
Thanks, Roberta.
Now, we're half through summer already, but it still is festival season and there are a number of accessible events on around the country. Now, to start with, can you tell us what's coming up at the Adelaide Festival in February and March?
Sure. Adelaide has a range of events to choose from that are audio described. Their festival begins in late February and runs just at the beginning of March, and they've got five audio described productions, theatre productions, complete with tactile tours that are prior to the performance. Now, two of these productions, just to pull two out, we've got Jack and the Beanstalk, which is great for the kids. Then we've also got an adults-only version, you might say, of Beauty and the Beast. The festival's website, very simply, it's adelaidefestival.com.au, and that's where you can find more accessible event information.
Now, the Perth Festival also begins in February, I believe, so there's plenty of time to plan a visit to an accessible event. What's on offer in the West?
Yeah, Perth Festival begins mid-February and it runs into March as well. It has four audio-described events. It's also got seven captioned events for the deaf and hearing impaired. One of the events, though, it's called The Rabbits. It's originally a picture book and it's now been brought to life as an operatic theatre production for both adults and children. And this is one of the audio-described events. All the audio-described events are complemented by tactile tours as well. Again, simply perthfestival.com.au will take you to the website for more accessible information.
Now, while we're talking about audio description, Ali, what is the initiative of describing art for everyone?
Yeah, This is a project run by Museum Victoria. And Museum Victoria oversees, we've got the Melbourne Museum, Science Works and the Melbourne Planetarium, the Immigration Museum and also the Royal Exhibition Building. And the project assists in the online image descriptions of thousands of the artefacts. The project's called Describe Me and it crowdsources alternative text for humanity-themed items from a number of the collections across the four museums.
How does the description process work then?
Yeah, to describe an image, you need to visit the website, which is describeme.museumvictoria.com.au. Once you're on the homepage, it's an easy process. There are simple instructions up front to get going, and there are also examples at hand to help you get in the swing of describing. So very simply, you need to describe an object in 3 to 7 words. You submit your description, and the curators will approve and upload for all to see, and of course, listen to through screen reader software.
So why has Museum Victoria taken this crowdsourcing path to make the collection accessible? Is it not putting accessibility in the hands of people that probably don't know much about appropriate describing?
Yeah, you're correct on that last point, that crowdsourcing can sometimes be an open slather, if you will, and you could end up with a red ball being described as a yellow box. There's an approval process in place, and the reason for launching the website originally was the fact that the museums have over 45,000 objects from the collections online, and to meet website accessibility standards, alternative text for each of these objects' image is required. So that would take an immense amount of time for the curators to do. So using this rather, I guess, organic process, to me, it's a logical solution to the dilemma. And look, I've had a go at it, and I've got to admit, it's kind of addictive.
But I think it's a good thing, though, Ali, because it gets people more aware of audio describing theatre and art, and you know, and it might be a bit of fun as well.
It's a bit of fun, and it, as you said, it's awareness. It's an education process as well for people that are doing it, and they might, you know, tell their friends about it. You know, and their friends might not know anything about accessibility in audio describing alt texting images online. So I think it's a great idea.
I might have a shot myself, actually.
Yep. Go for it.
For more information on accessibility, cinema and arts, visit Media Access Australia website at mediaaccess.org.au, or you might like to call Ali or one of her colleagues on 02 9212 6242. Thank you again, Ali, for all of that.
Thanks, Roberta.
Maybe next time we'll be talking about some DVDs.
We could do that.
Yes, that'll be good. I've been speaking with Media Access Australia Project Manager Ali Woodford. Media Access Australia is a supporter of this program.
Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.